Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still going strong, John.
And we're having an amazing conversation with the supervisor of the town of North Hempstead, Judy Bosworth. And what's nice about this program is this is a real conversation. This is not staged. This is, we talk about whatever we want to talk about that we feel is of interest to the people listening.
We rehearsed this conversation.
You're not supposed to tell them that, Otto. And we always talk about 311, which is one of the most significant. We tell everybody every week, if you remember anything, remember 311. And since 311 was perceived, the number of calls, I know there's a huge number of calls that are coming for Project Independence, basically.
Since its inception, Project Independence has received 162,380 service requests. I mean, that's an extraordinary.
That's huge.
It's just an extraordinary number. And in 2015 alone, there were 28,392 service requests out of the 62,000 that the town received townwide.
Okay.
So you can see almost half deal with Project Independence, and many of these calls are to arrange the free taxi service that Project Independence provides. And I think that is, you know, when you look at what we can do to help our seniors be able to age in place, knowing that they can get a taxi to go buy their groceries each week, taxi takes them, they buy their groceries, they come back. That in itself is such a great service. You know, I know when I had little kids, if I for some reason couldn't get to the store, I hated the fact that I couldn't actually
go and
get the things that I wanted. You know, I remember, you know, walking up and down the aisles, I'd remember, oh, I want that box of Milano cookies. You know, so it's wonderful for seniors to be able to go do their own grocery shopping, not depend upon someone else to do it for them, not depend upon having to write down a list, although a list is always a good idea.
Right,
but you want to have the ability to go in there, and it's interacting with people also. The other thing that's great is there's a taxi service at a much reduced rate for medical appointments, for doctor appointments, so that it gives our seniors the flexibility of being able to get to these things on their own and not having to rely upon their kids and other people.
Right.
That they have
the
ability to go out there to maintain their independence. So that's why, you know, this the taxi ride service, I think, is such a very, very important component.
Where
of
we
Project
have found seniors talking about the taxis is in the winter.
Oh.
Because they're more than willing to drive in the summer to the store, those that can drive, or to, but it's ice on the ground, the cab comes right up to the building or up to the door or into the driveway, picks them up, and that's when most seniors have been so appreciative to say, I'm petrified. There's a little bit of snow on the ground, but I have a doctor's appointment. I don't have to cancel it because the town of North Hempstead's 311 sends a cab, gets me, and these guys, and I'm sure there's some ladies too, I shouldn't have said that, but bring them to the door even. They'll bring a package to the door. They'll help them out. I mean, like you see somebody's frail, they get them to the door. There's been nothing but compliments about the cab service, taxi service.
You know, and it's with anything. That, you know, at times, you know, someone can be late. It's if you call a taxi on your own, it doesn't always show up exactly on time. But for the most part, they do. If there's a problem, we need to know about it.
Right. No, I agree.
But, you know, again, it's to the commitment of our Project Independence staff. And the people who are in charge of transportation who work so hard to make this work, our 311 call takers who are so good about making sure that the requests are transferred to where they need to go, and, of course, the taxi drivers as well, because so many of them really show great understanding and appreciate the fact that they have a very special mission.
Right.
And they're picking up seniors to get them to where they need to go and to get them home safely.
I agree. And that's interesting that you don't have complaints about that, because I don't mean it the way it sounds. Sometimes you get into a cab in the city, you pray for your life. And honestly, you'd think the number of complaints that would come in would be huge, and there's no complaints coming in about these drivers. They're complimentary of them. I mean, once in a while, somebody might have a bad day, but everybody has a bad day. On balance, it's a tremendous service.
Dealing Absolutely. With people, you know.
So exactly. You can't help it.
People are people.
Yep.
We should break onto a song, right?
Yeah. That'll be the next thing.
I remember there was a Muppet movie where one of the guys said, you know, people's is people's. And, you know, and of course, you know, and again, that's what makes, you know, the town the special place that is, that it's comprised of all different people trying to work together to do
I agree.
The right
Absolutely.
Thing.
I'm going to bring up some, or ask you, in reference to the veterans.
Sure.
Which is, you've started a lot of programs for unsung heroes in our town, which really is what it is.
Yep. So I will tell you that one of the first things that I did as supervisor was to reconstitute Veterans Advisory Committee. There had been one many, many, many years ago, had not been meeting, and so we decided that this would be so important because our veterans are owed such a great deal of thanks by each and every one of us. Because, you know, Otto, you talk about sacrifices. Think of the sacrifices that our veterans gave in order to serve, in order to protect our democracy, whether they actually fought in wars or not. They were there to protect our country. And they are entitled to the services that are there, and we want to make sure that we're able to provide and to put them in touch with services that they so deserve. So we put together the Veterans Advisory Committee, and it has really worked hard to achieve that goal. And it consists of veterans. I mean, I remember when I was first starting to put it together, and someone said, "Oh, you should get this person from the state and this person," and I thought, I don't need to have all these bureaucrats sitting here. I want to have a committee that's made up of our veterans who will tell us what the veterans' concerns and needs are. And so we have just a fabulous Veterans Advisory Committee representing all the different communities across the town of North Hempstead. Civic leaders who've been advocates for the veteran community for so long, who are veterans themselves. So some of the things that we've accomplished, you know, the committee has been in existence for about 2 years now. One of the things, and this does deal with our Department of Services for the Aging, is that there's now a social worker who devotes 10 hours a week to our veterans. That didn't exist. So if there's a veteran, a senior veteran, who has some need to speak with a social worker, we now have someone who's absolutely, yes.
I am a veteran, and I actually utilized Gail, I think.
Yes, it is Gail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what it had to do with was I really wasn't sure where I was at as far as benefits were concerned. And rather than try to call the Veterans Administration and try to find out, I tested the water and I called Gail and I spoke to her about it. And within a day, she got back to me with an answer to my question. So I think that's a tremendous service that should be utilized. You know, it's a way to cut through all the 400 phone calls you might have to make to find something out. You know, she has the experience. She's going to take a good, sincere effort at trying to help you, basically. So,
absolutely,
it's a good idea.
It's trying to cut through the bureaucratic tape. You know, you have someone dealing one-on-one, someone who's absolutely going to be focused on your particular question, your particular need, and you know they're going to get back to you. One of the first things that the Veterans Advisory Committee decided they wanted to do was a veterans donation drive at the holiday time.
Okay.
So we're proud that we're continuing our third veterans donation drive this year. We've done two of them already. Last year, we collected toiletries and clothing so that we had 100 boxes that we, on a Saturday, we had the town bus, and we went out to Northport VA Hospital, and I will tell you, the care that was taken with collecting it and even presenting it, because they were wrapped in boxes, you know, so that they all looked like gifts. And we went out there on a Saturday, delivered over 100 boxes of donated items, and it was just wonderful to see our community come together in support of our veterans by supporting. We worked with St. Mary's. There were some other, you know, schools in the town that participated. Some of the veterans group participated. We had drop boxes in a lot of different places throughout the town, at Clinton G. Martin, at Tully, at Town Hall, at the clerk's office. If you want to know, at Yes We Can Community Center, anybody wanting to participate in just needs to call 311 to find out, you know, where the closest drop box is. But it was a great project. We're continuing it. The other thing that we did, and we did it last summer for the first time, we did it again this past summer, is we did have the Northport VA mobile unit at our last Fun Day Monday, which is Hometown USA, which is a salute to our veterans as it is. And Northport VA comes and they sign up people for their veteran's ID card. You know, you have to bring your discharge papers, whatever, you know, the qualifying papers are. The first summer we did it, we had more than 50 people who were given these ID cards. And what that means is they're entitled to free medical service at Northport VA and much reduced prices for pharmaceuticals. This past summer, we had over 27 people who were able to get these ID cards.
I actually utilized that also and did get
You're
my
a poster child, Adam.
Adam is a poster child for Town North Hempstead.
I'm telling you.
I actually did get my card as a result of that, too.
We're going to get one of those sandwich things that they used
to
have
I'll
you
walk
around the town.
There you go.
On Plandome Road.
But you know what? Now, I didn't know this, but these are services that are there that we're hoping our veterans will, in fact, make use of. There are so many services that are available that people just don't know about. And so we're not looking to reinvent the wheel, but we want to make sure that whatever services are available, our veterans know about them and we can help them connect to them.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that people just don't know.
Right. So we sent out, this is the second year in a row, we sent out a mailing to each household in the town with details of our veteran services and events that are coming up. So I'm going to use this as an opportunity to plug. We're having a veterans breakfast. Otto has the flyer. There you go. This was not rehearsed. So we're having a veterans breakfast to say thank you to our veterans. It's going to be, well, Otto, why don't you tell us what it is?
The veterans breakfast, Friday, October the 14th, 9 a.m., Clinton Martin Park, Clinton G. Martin Park.
Correct.
Sponsored by Bethpage Federal Credit Union. And I have signed up for that with a cousin of mine as well.
Well, of course you have.
But it might interfere. I bowl on Friday afternoon.
Well, come for breakfast.
Yeah,
and then you can go bowling.
I'll be
okay.
Fully nourished.
There you go.
We don't endorse anybody on this show, but I do want to acknowledge Bethpage is a very good sponsor and supporter of the stuff found in North Hempstead. And we're not telling people to do business with them. That's not what we do here. But we do have to say thank you for their continued support. I mean, every time you read something.
Basically, I'm just reading it.
Yeah, I know. That's fine, which is 100%. They should get the credit for what they're doing to help out the town.
Absolutely. You know? No question.
Actually, you know what? It's time for another break again.
Oh boy.
We've been listening, talking with Supervisor Judy Bosworth here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.
Okay.
As far as this veteran...